Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Alexi Talanda here, and welcome to a brand new episode of the Ostium Sagas. Did you know you can get access to a bunch more unreleased Ostium Sagas content? It's easy. Just become a supporting patron at the $5 level and above on the Ostium Network Patreon at patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. On our Patreon, you'll get access to many new episodes of the Ostium Sagas you haven't heard before, as well as a bunch of other bonus content. Once again, that's patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. Now, I'd just like to thank some of our new patrons for supporting the Ostium Network. Thank you to Rob, Jedia Kerr, Bobby, Maggie, and Leloberry for supporting us. We really appreciate it. Okay, let's get this Ostium Sagas episode started, shall we?
The Ostium Sagas. Saga 3. 66 MYA. Part 2.
The roar immediately made me start shaking, uncontrollably, so much so I was brought to my knees. It wasn't just the volume of the sound, but its substance. I knew it had to have emanated from a creature I had never seen before. It's from something that did not exist in my world, or at least not in the entire time humanity had existed. Mythological Greece, perhaps. Now we might be getting closer. And that was the only way I was going to have any of my suspicions confirmed. By getting closer to it, by seeing it, as terrifying as that idea was. I pulled myself back up to an erect position, then began taking determined steps through the thick foliage. I looked around me as I walked, in search of any other clues that might inform me of where I might be. Then there was suddenly a low buzzing sound that quickly grew to a loud whirring, and I ducked behind a thick bush, thinking I was about to pay witness to some sort of alien machinery. And then my mouth dropped open, and the uncontrollable shaking began once more. It was a dragonfly, except it was the size of a small dog. The sound that I had mistaken for machinery was the rapid movement of its wings. I did my best to keep as still as possible, praying my shaking would not in turn make my hiding place tremble, and therefore give away my position to this thing from a nightmare. It passed me by and did not slow. In another 30 seconds, it was gone, and I let out my pent-up breath, still shaking like I had been doused in ice water and left naked in the snows of Kilimanjaro. Yes, that was oddly specific, wasn't it? It took me a full 5 minutes to gain any sort of composure and for my legs to fully stop shaking. Then I took slow and ever so careful steps towards the roar that I had not heard since that first time. I began to grow hopeful that the monster may now be gone, and while I had originally hoped to find out what it was, I wasn't sure I still wanted to find out. Then I reached the thick trees and pushed myself between them until they opened up before me, and I saw it some 100 meters away, and forced myself to be completely still. It was massive. Bigger than any normal-sized vehicle I had ever seen. Its skin was a mixture of greens and blues and purples. I couldn't tell the texture of its skin, but it seemed to shimmer in the sunlight. No, more flutter. Parts of its body had light, colorful feathers. If this was a bird, it was the resulting ravings of an insane ornithologist. The creature lifted its head high and let out the roar again. Was so much louder now that I was closer to it. Then it bent down and took a massive bite out of the large creature it was standing on, showing off its impressively sharp and many-numbered teeth. I had seen more than enough and forced my body back between the trees and out of sight of this thing. Once back on the other side, I sat down and pulled my knees up to my chest, holding them tight. The shaking was back, and this time I was not sure if it would ever go away. I believe every child goes through the phase, no matter what gender they choose to identify themselves by. Sometimes it is a short spell, for others it can last many months and even years until a new fancy tickles their whim. And for yet others, it becomes the seed of an interest that grows into an obsession that eventually leads to a tailored education and a career in that subject, as they seek to learn more than they did as children. And find answers to the questions they have been posing since childhood as they immerse themselves further and further into their chosen future careers. As for the media covering the subject, it has been abundant and omnipotent since the first discoveries were made and the first fossils unearthed. Stories and books of non-fiction and then the fantastically fictitious abounded first, and then as media evolved, films and television series and streaming shows and complex augmented reality games that defied the mind became the norm, became commonplace. As for me, yes, as I said, I too had my phase, albeit short-lived, a few months at best. A couple of toys, but no more. My sister, on the other hand, it went well beyond toys to include the aforementioned media in all its guides to every item of cloth, from hats to t-shirts to trousers to shoes to even underwear, representing a propaganda that extolled to anyone seeing her that her obsession was clear and unquestionable. I suppose I should apologize for spewing such purple prose for the last few pages and doing everything possible not to say what I am forcing myself to get around to saying. Again, the insistent shaking should make my level of terror quite clear. The creature I had just witnessed, while I did not know its specific name, my sister likely would if she were here with me now, was clearly a monster, a thing of nightmares, but of a specific kind. A terrible lizard, if you will, commonly referred to as a dinosaur.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Hi everyone, Steve here from the Ostium Network. To pass the time here at the Ostium Network while I'm waiting for Jake and Mum to come back, I've been immersing myself in audio dramas. One podcast I've been really enjoying recently is The Sleep-Wake Cycle. It's this great blend of supernatural horror and dark fantasy, even with a bit of noir thrown in. The neurodivergent Stroud twins were born during the Night Plague of 1983, and after a lifetime apart have been finally reunited. As reclamation agents, it's their job to restore the country to its former glory by getting it back from the kings and queens below the world. This show runs the gamut from paranormal investigation to outright cosmic horror. Right, so that's The Sleep-Wake Cycle, which you can find wherever you listen to your podcasts, or just check out rustyquill.com for more information.
Hey marketers, want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. and get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.